is the Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Almost 1 in 10 residents in Greater Cincinnati reported they know someone who has relapsed into addiction or suffered a drug overdose during the height of the pandemic last year. That's according to a new study. Those findings come as national data shows overdoses rising in 2020 after decline in 2019. The study by Greater Cincinnati's Interact for Health asked 879 adults in Greater Cincinnati between October and November last year about the impact of the pandemic on multiple aspects of their lives, including on those they may know struggling with addiction. That study found that 8% of respondents knew someone who had relapsed or overdosed during the global health crisis. Addiction treatment professionals say there are myriad reasons why the pandemic exacerbated drug use issues, from increased isolation brought on by social distancing to fears around accessing medical care. Joining Cincinnati Edition to talk about the connections between the pandemic and addiction, our Interact for Health opioid team evaluation officer, Michelle Leidenberg. Michelle, welcome to our program.
Thank you so much for having me.
We also have with us Sojourner Recovery Services Development Director, Christine Berhansel. Christine, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Michelle, this is data coming from your organization from last fall. Is there any indication that the situation has worsened in the months since?
Well, unfortunately, the overdose death data does tend to lag. It takes about 16 weeks to complete a toxicology screen. And interestingly, in our region, as you noted, the national rates of overdose have increased about 29%. Ohio specifically saw about a 22% increase in overdose deaths in 2020. But regionally, we're seeing a little more variation. Some of the counties in the 20-county region that Interact for Health serves have seen a slight reduction in overdose deaths in 2020. Others saw an increase. There's definitely variation across our specific region, but overall, we did see an increase in 2020.
Christine, your organization works with people who are fighting addiction and trying to recover. What have you heard from patients who are coming in? What was different about this global health crisis that we all experienced together that made life perhaps more challenging for them?
Well, I first want to say thank you so much for allowing us to get this information out to the public. I think it's so important. I think it's so important. What I'm hearing from clients and our friends on the street that the quarantine scared them. It scared people to come in for treatment. They weren't sure if there were places that were open. I can tell you that our friends that are laying their heads on the street at night were scared to go seek medical treatment for fear of not being able to get the medical treatment or for fear of not being able to be seen because of the COVID epidemic. Our numbers at Sojourner, though, stayed steady as far as people coming into residential treatment.
So what does that tell us then? If the numbers were steady for people seeking treatment, but we do have this data from a survey suggesting that there were, more serious relapses or even overdoses related to it, was this just a situation where people were afraid to get any type of medical care, even something like recovery services?
I think we need more harm reduction efforts. That's what I think. I think we need to educate the public more. I think we need to get our harm reduction groups out on the street talking about addiction, talking about awareness, and we need to break the stigma of what is going on.
We are talking with Christine Berhansel, Sojourner Recovery Services Development Director, and also Michelle Leidenberg, who is with Interact for Health's Opioid Team Evaluation Officer. Michelle, what was the purpose of studying the relationship between what we had previously referred to as like a heroin epidemic around here and then a COVID-19 pandemic?
Absolutely. Well, obviously the COVID-19 pandemic changed a lot of things for many, many different industries, but in particular, we saw interruptions in harm reduction services, in treatment services. And so we really wanted to get a better understanding of how specifically that the COVID-19 pandemic was impacting people with a substance use disorder, especially since we had begun to see progress as our region, as well as the nation, nation. We're seeing declining rates of overdose and death. We were afraid, and we anticipated that there might be a slowdown because of the pandemic. So our survey, you know, and our survey also dug into other topics around COVID-19, financial impacts, impacts on tobacco use. So we really used this as an opportunity to get a better understanding of specifically how COVID-19 was affecting other health issues in our region.
As it relates to the drug use and drug overdosing and relapses in our region, though, were there particular demographics or parts of the region that may have been hit harder in this?
Yeah, so we did see that particular groups were more likely to know someone who had overdosed or relapsed than others. So particularly for those who knew a friend or family member who had overdosed, it was people aged 30 to 45, those with less than a high school education, and those living in poverty. And similarly, for people who are more likely to know someone who had relapsed, there was adults between the ages of 30 and 45, people living in poverty, and then also in the geographic region of Boone, Campbell, and Kenton counties.
And I want to go back to Christine. You talked about the need for more harm reduction methods as one of the aspects that you learned while looking at this data and the experience of the past year and a half. I'm wondering what else you and your role may have learned over the course of the pandemic as it relates to people who are struggling with addiction. Did anything new come to light?
I don't think anything new came to light that we didn't know of. I think the fact that we continue to provide the services and we have wonderful organizations such as the Interact for Health survey that did is, again, bringing light to this situation. I can speak for Butler County, and in 2017, we had 232 overdoses. Then we dropped in 2018-19, went up again to 20, and we're on track right now to hit over 200 for this year. But the interesting thing is that prior to the lockdown in February, that was our strongest month as far as overdose deaths.
The strongest is in like the most or the strongest in the lowest?
So yes, we had an uptick, but in February, the month before the quarantine hit, that was our highest month of overdose in Butler County. That's overdose death.
I know that the entire Greater Cincinnati metropolitan area had pretty much waged a war against heroin for most of the previous decade. And it looked like some of that effort was really starting to pay off. We had seen decreased areas of concern. Do you fear that we've turned a corner back in the wrong direction now because of all this?
Are you asking me?
Yes, Christine.
I see a lot of methamphetamine out there. I see a lot of mixing of fentanyl and meth. One of the things that we do with the harms reduction is we provide fentanyl test strips so people can check their meth to make sure that there is no fentanyl in it. The drug uses has changed. The drugs aren't what they used to be 10 years ago.
You said fentanyl and meth being mixed. We had heard of fentanyl being used pretty frequently in heroin. So this is something that's going on with meth, which we are also hearing is making a comeback in the region.
Correct. I was talking to the coroner's office this morning, and in 2014, they had one overdose due to meth, and that number has increased. I don't have the actual number for you, but it is on the rise also.
Michelle Leidenberg is the team evaluation officer at the Interact for Health's opioid team. Michelle, are you hearing anything about meth and its relationship to these overdoses and drug relapses?
Yes, absolutely. We're hearing from many of our community partners that they're seeing an increase in overdoses involving meth as well as cocaine. And so that's actually changing some of the demographics of the folks that we're seeing. Interestingly, there's some preliminary data from the state of Ohio. 76% of overdose deaths in 2020 had fentanyl involved. And many of those were polysubstance use cases. And then, as I indicated, we saw for the first time overdose deaths the demographics of Black adults and Latinx adults were actually higher than the rate of overdose deaths for white adults in the state. So it's certainly a shift we're seeing as well.
Michelle, another area of concern that emerged during the opioid epidemic here was we had an HIV cluster, certainly in northern Kentucky, that became a very area, a very strong area of concern. Have we seen anything in that respect, numbers related to HIV infection in the region?
Yeah, HIV infection does continue to be a point of concern, and certainly harm reduction services are very vital in reducing the rate of HIV and hepatitis C. So again, with the, you know, with the pandemic and some of those services having to pause, that can certainly have a negative impact. So our partners in the region are monitoring that closely and doing their best to get those harm reduction services to folks who need it the most.
Christine, was there any adverse impact to needle exchange operations in the region during the big part of the lockdown? We were mostly shut down.
I think, as Michelle said, that everything was shut down, so there was no needle exchange. You know, we know that there was a 700% increase of HIV cases in Butler County, and that HIV can be transmitted through sexual intercourse and by sharing injection equipment. That's why we are so focused on getting more reduction efforts out there in our county. We are doing HIV testing and fentanyl test strip distribution on a regular basis, distributing Narcan, teaching people how to use Narcan. So if somebody does overdose, we can save that life, and then we can get them into treatment and get them the help that they need.
Christine Burhansel is Sojourner Recovery Services Development Director, and Michelle Leidenberg is with Interact for Health, where she is the Team Evaluation Officer on the opioid team. Michelle, Christine, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder, assistant producer Nick Swartzel, technical director Josh Elstro. Archives online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks. We'll talk again tomorrow.